that. The O'Boyles just got themselves a brand new car. Mine's only 2 years old, but now I gotta get a new one to keep up with them. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll have this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Lehner. This week, Mark's thoughts of the film, Maps to the Stars. Then, items Americans are spending less money on. They're trying to economize. You're trying to cut corners. So what's the first thing to get cut? Well, we'll have a bunch of things that Americans are deciding they can do without. And then, the best and worst fast food meals you can feed your kids. I know. Let's say it's a Wednesday night. The week's only half over. Oh, you didn't get anything from the supermarket to cook for dinner. You're coming home late. The kids have tons of homework. You've got stuff for work you have to do. So you decide, okay, I'm gonna go and get them fast food. Well, when you get there, don't just get the familiar items, because it turns out they have some healthier options and will have some ideas for you. And then unexpected places you may run into real life robots. Robots are out there, and they are slowly taking over the world. And here's a thought. One of those robots may soon take over your job. We start things off this hour with it's springtime across America, so we go outside. We've all been cloistered in the house for, 4 or 5 months over 98 feet of snow, and now it's time to go out and smell the roses and cut the grass and take a good look at the house and realize, wow, things have kind of gotten a bit worn over the winter, and to take a look at the car and everything else that the outside world sees. Do you try to keep up with the Joneses? Does your spouse want to keep up with the Joneses or the Reynolds or the Smiths or the O'Reillys or the Kwiatkowskis, whatever? Do you feel the need to spend extra money only because the guy across the street is doing something? Let's say he decides to paint his house. Maybe you painted your house 5 years ago and it still looks good, but maybe it was some old-fashioned color that's just not in style anymore. Do you get a tap on the shoulder from the wife and she says, well, get out there, get your ladder, because we're going to start painting? What about when it's time to get a new car? Maybe you just got a car 2 years ago, but all of a sudden the family next door gets this fancy schmancy little SUV and it's so cute, and all of a sudden your wife decides, I want one. So now you've got to go and work things out. Do we fight compulsions to try to outdo each other? Our lives are built on competition. Let's face it. We're competing to get the best deals and things we buy. You're competing to get a better job. You're competing with your coworkers because you want that promotion. You want to get the higher salary. Our lives are built on competition. And there's nothing wrong with that. It keeps us hungry, and it keeps us wanting, and it keeps us striving for more. But do we get a little too bent out of shape with the small things? Bill's painting the porch. Look at our porch. It doesn't look so good. Oh, no. Look at Mary Jane over there. She got that new fancy garbage can with the wheels. And I'm still dragging this metal garbage can, you know, like the one that Oscar lived in on Sesame Street. And they don't even really sell these anymore, but somehow I still have them because I saved them from 1982. And it's starting to look kind of funny. And all of a sudden, your garbage can is no good because the person across the street has a shiny, fancy, schmancy one that's plastic and has these wheels and probably even has an electric self-guiding motor in it. So you feel you have to spend this money. I'm fortunate. My wife isn't as much into that as some other wives would be, where you start spending money and sweat equity on replacing or redoing things that are perfectly fine and adequate only because someone next door or someone you know or maybe one of your kids' friends' parents are upgrading and doing these things. Anything you can do, I can do better. Or anything that you can have, I can have more. Unfortunately, it's become our mantra. And when the springtime comes and everyone goes outside, you find out that you need to have prettier petunias than Mrs. Smith next door. Well, if that's you, good luck. Stay with us coming up on The Mark with Mark Lehner. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Is it legal for an employer to fire an employee for posting homophobic or racist comments about the company's customers on the employee's personal Facebook page? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Yes, it's legal. An employer shouldn't tolerate discriminatory comments about customers, even on a personal Facebook page. It damages the company's image and profits. It also puts the employer at risk for lawsuits and causes a loss of customers. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Daytona Bike Week 2015 was a roller coaster ride of highs and lows. The early biker crowd was huge.
It's a blast.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Again, at Daytona, conservative bikers come and go early on to be replaced by the big wheel bagger dragger crowd. One biker related how 3 foot of snow had collapsed the roof on his trailer. Another on how his unanticipated layoff from the Ford Motor Company created a bike week opening in his social calendar. Vendors trying to move $9 t-shirts were burned. Throughout bike week, we were amazed at Daytona vendors setting up way early. And of course, with temperatures in the mid-80s, Daytona Bike Week was officially the warmest ever. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.